This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
So it says, we'll do our best on a Friday afternoon, feeling ready for the weekend, you know what I mean? But hey, nothing like hanging out with all you for the next 4 hours, which we will do here on Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, all together in our Odyssey Palace studios, San Diego's number one sports talk station. 97.3 The Fan. Guys, how are we? Hope everybody had a good Hallows Eve. Scraby, sitting in a dark house.
Yes.
Hoping that people would not bother him by ringing the doorbell.
Guess what?
And?
No one bothered me.
Not one person rang the doorbell.
Not one person.
Not one person threw an egg on your house or TP'd your front lawn.
Actually, when I walked the dogs this morning, I was like expecting to see a bunch of trash.
Yeah.
But our neighborhood was so clean.
Squeaky clean.
Squeaky clean.
Did you honestly sit there in the dark, though, all night, scared to... You know,
I mean,
open the refrigerator door.
No,
I got a problem with how happy he is that he was able to skate by without having to hand out any candy.
By
that's how you made it sound like, you know what happened? No one came.
Yeah. That is how I feel. I feel accomplished. Because it's very difficult to get trick-or-treaters not to ring your doorbell on Halloween.
Is there such thing as the Grinch for Halloween? Like, who is that?
A goblin?
Ursula from...
I am not Ursula.
You're Ursula from Little Mermaid.
No, yeah. When we did that, which Disney character are you? I got Pumbaa, so...
Well, I don't know. I can't believe you declined to take part in an American tradition. We had a great evening in our neighborhood and gave out a lot of candy. Had a lot of fun last night, so I enjoyed everybody coming over. We sat out in front of the house there. Lori made some vegan chili, I know.
You're not a fan of the vegan chili, huh?
Well, the vegan chili isn't great, but if you put enough cheese and sour cream and onions and all that stuff on there, you can get by. But no, we had a good time. People brought stuff over and handed out candy in the neighborhood. I'm trying to think of my favorite costume last night. You know, there was an Ursula. But the best costume, and I don't know how to describe this properly. My neighbor, Will, he got this gorilla outfit, but the gorilla honestly is like six isn't high enough, 10 feet tall. So he stands in this huge costume, and then there's a battery pack that attaches to him, and it blows up with air.
Yeah.
All right? So when he's walking around, his arms are gigantic. He's 10 feet tall. He's got this look on his face. Of course, he sees through a lower portion of the costume. It was incredible. I got to tell you. I mean, some of the kids were freaked out by it. They ran the other direction. Some dogs ran the other direction. It was pretty crazy. I don't know how I can find something so I could post it so somebody could see it.
No, my brother-in-law had one of those type of costumes a couple years ago, and he was a dinosaur, so he was a T-Rex, and it was similar.
I remember what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it does have like a pump in it, an air pump.
There's an air pump in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you call up, you know, gorilla or King Kong costume or something like that,
probably see what I'm talking about, but and it's inflatable. So it was a great costume. I got to give him a lot of credit. Will, you did a hell of a job. And he's a great guy because he stayed in the thing most of the night. I don't even know how he did that.
Yeah, I'm out.
You know, yeah, right. I'd be sweating after like 14 seconds. Get me out of this thing. But that was good. A lot of people dressed up as hot dogs, and you brought this up about the Jet game, that there was a guy as a hot dog. One kid was a hot dog, and he was walking his dog, and his dog was mustard. So that was a cute combination.
That's good. Guys see Lucky's costume?
Oh, wait. All of a sudden, you're in the spirit of it now?
Yeah, no, we didn't see
it. You dressed your dog up?
Okay. I'm going to pull it up on the stream.
What did you dress the dog up for?
Well,
you weren't doing anything. You were not involved in this holiday.
I was
in any way, shape, or form.
Petco earlier this week, and I saw one of the cutest costumes I've ever seen, and I'm trying to put it up on the stream. But it basically, he loves being in this thing. So give me a second and talk amongst yourselves, and then we'll get
well,
back.
I don't understand. What did you do? Go home and dress him up in the outfit and then stare at him?
We celebrated with each other, and we Halloween.
We celebrated with each other.
Yeah.
What does that exactly entail?
Us just like watching horror movies together while he had his hat on.
Oh goodness!
All right, I'm almost there. I'm sorry, I wasn't.
Well, while you're doing that, Tony can tell us how it was in the high rent district. Are you guys handing out steaks and
we were handing out
gift certificates to Petco Park, or what did you guys? It was a nice evening. I know you said you walked around with the kids for a while.
Yeah, we started at a little. There was like a block party for the kids.
Yeah,
so
we had one of those.
Circle around and get a bunch of candy and there. Adults are passing out shots, which I tried not to partake in at all, but it was coaxed into doing two.
Oh, you got coaxed into
doing a couple.
And a couple shots.
Yeah.
Which,
you know, immediately messes up sleep. And I knew that the first moment I took it. And we proceeded to go from there to closer to our neighborhood where the kids finished off a good day of trick-or-treat.
They get a bunch of candy. I brought a bunch of candy in here, so I think me and everybody, I was looking over, Annie had a whole bag over there by you. So there's candy everywhere in the building. I'm talking about Halloween and the candy. Did you find your...
Yes, he's on the screen right now.
Oh, my God. That is pretty funny. I got to tell you.
Yes.
That is funny.
Here,
Small
Tony,
fry. Where did you get that? Where'd you see
Petco.
That?
Petco.
That's pretty funny, I gotta tell you.
He is such a good sport.
Look at that look on his. What do you mean he's a good sport? He looks like he'd rather be anywhere else on earth.
Well, I think
all posing for that.
I think he was a little frustrated because I took about 75 pictures of this, and he was like, okay, dude, I'm done with this stupid hat. Can we be done with these pictures?
I'm just saying, I will never be convinced otherwise that dogs absolutely hate.
They absolutely hate it.
Hate. When we put clothes on,
and my wife,
look at his face. His face tells you all you need to know.
That is the most accepting.
Look at he looks pitiful.
He looks pretty pitiful.
How
right
dare
there.
You?
No, he's handsome, but his face looks pitiful.
He looks sad.
Like he'd rather.
Like I can't believe Scraby is doing this to me.
Okay,
right now.
Can we get? I got a couple comments on my Instagram too. With his thoughts, and it was always Scraby. He doesn't know who Scraby is.
he knows
me as Dad.
Oh,
okay?
Sorry, Dad.
Yes,
Dad.
You
I
are the coolest
believe,
dad for putting me in this hat.
No, that is not what that face.
All right,
says.
Everybody, look at the picture of Scraby's dog. If you're watching on YouTube, obviously, and if you don't know about that, you can watch the show on YouTube. Just search Gwen and Chris. But
97.3 The Fan.
But write a caption for that photo.
Yeah.
Write a caption for that photo. I think my caption would be, can you show me a real bag of small fries?
Yes, I get small fries all the time. This is
no,
the argument.
Him.
Oh.
Him
His
saying, this is
bubble.
Him thought bubble.
Why
His thought
care?
Bubble. No, he wants real French fries. He wants to eat.
Yes.
He does French do that. Fries. He does sit next to me, and I do not give him food.
Are you catching up now with what Chris was trying to tell you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. But I will retweet this from at 97.3TheFanSD, or you can go to at
Let everybody see how pitiful.
He's not
Lucky
pitiful.
Looks. Yes.
He
does.
Looks amazing.
Yeah, he does look amazing, but he looks sad.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Okay. We'll stop with that now.
All right. The reason I'm getting so invested in this is I can't think of anything that's going on in sports. Have I just, you know, not been paying attention today? The only story I saw of any that had any legs to it at all was the fact that somebody shot a video of the Dodgers parade today. And from the angle they shot this parade, it honestly did not look like anyone was there.
Oh.
And I find it hard to believe that no one was there. But they just kind of made it look like it was a very empty, not a big deal.
I've been doing my best to stay away from all that.
Department estimated the crowd to be 150,000. So whatever that means.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot.
It does.
I don't know. Anyway, congratulations to them. Would have been our parade day. Would have been our parade day. But
I can't go that far anymore.
Why not?
Because we weren't there. They lost.
That's very true.
Padres did lose.
I'm in the anger phase of everything now, and I'm angry at everything Padres related.
So. How about this in Mountain West news? Did you guys see that Grand Canyon is officially joining the Mountain West?
No.
That just happened.
In basketball only, or do they have a football program?
They do not have a football program. They are
But they're a good basketball program. We saw that last year. I think they beat us during the season and won a game in the NCAA tournament, if I'm not mistaken.
All 17 conference-sponsored sports, most notably men's basketball.
Yeah.
We'll all join the Mountain West.
All right. So you got, we still got the five
big dogs.
Big dogs, I guess, with San Diego State,
Boise State,
Colorado State,
Fresno State,
Utah State, and then the two that are there, Oregon State and Washington State.
Oh,
and
now we have states, so somebody with a state has to come.
I know. Now we have Gonzaga and Grand Canyon. So the basketball part of it.
Grand Canyon's going to the Mountain West.
Oh, they're going to the Mountain West?
Yes.
Oh, I said the Pac-12. Why did I even? Okay, never mind.
Which, you know, kind of concerns me a little bit.
The Mountain West has done a better job of recruiting schools than the Pac-12 has, hasn't it?
They have, and that's the concerning part.
I know. The only thing that really has happened since the Aztec joins the Pac-12 is Gonzaga, which is basketball only.
Right.
And it's fantastic, but it's not enough to make the conference legit. They still got to find somebody else. Okay, I don't know why when you said Mountain West, I thought, oh, good, that's our conference, but it's not our conference anymore. Yeah. So, all right. Jets beat the Texans last night. The highlight for me was what I saw on Twitter today, and that was a shot of Houston Texans coach DeMeco Ryans without question giving Aaron Rodgers the complete stiff cold shoulder in the handshake line after the game.
Without question.
Not even, like, you know how you can kind of, you know how you can kind of say, well, maybe he just didn't see him, or he was, you know, he was doing something else. Aaron Rodgers went up to DeMeco Ryans, who was, you know, hugging, you know, a coach or something, and then shaking hands with another, and was talking with another. Aaron Rodgers actually stood there waiting his turn to say, you know, congrats or handshake DeMeco Ryans. DeMeco Ryans finished and walked right past him.
I have to update the story.
I knew somebody was going to have something.
All right, do you have something
to add?
To add, but not to discredit that.
No, it's discredited.
Oh, it is.
They're saying that there's actually a picture of them after the game greeting each other, and the broadcast got to them too late on the field for us to see them greeting. Look, here's the picture of them greeting each other after the game.
Oh,
last
night. They're definitely looking at each other now.
I don't mean to like pour cold water on it, but I wanted to.
Chris had
stop
his
that.
TMZ moment right there.
I finally had something good. I was so excited. I mean, wouldn't it have been great if he would have stiffed him for, you know, some crazy reason? But if you see this video, whoever put the tweet together then just did a fugazi.
You gotta love.
They did a fugazi because if you look at this.
Oh, I'm watching the video and it's him totally walking by him, not even acknowledging him.
Not even acknowledging him at all.
That's what I'm saying.
There is no way you could think anything different.
Whoever clipped that has to know what that.
I think it was the broadcast switched cameras.
Oh,
and they had already.
Okay.
That's what the tweet I'm seeing with the picture is saying.
Ah.
What do you mean the broadcast had switched cameras?
Like they weren't on the field camera, yet. They were doing some other shot, and then they went to the field shot, and it was already them after they had greeted
each
other.
I mean, I get it, and I saw the picture, but why would Aaron Rodgers stand there like a little 8-year-old waiting his turn?
Let me see.
But for D'Amico Ryans to walk right past him.
Maybe by the time you got to it, that camera got to it, they're. Interaction had already taken place.
No, I think it had, according to this photo. But my point is, if they already had their interaction, then why did Aaron Rodgers walk over there like a little 2-year-old and wait his turn again?
I get what you're saying.
He'd already, you know, congratulated him. But it looks like Aaron Rodgers walks over, waits for D'Amico Ryans, who then finishes what he's doing and walks right past him and doesn't even look at him.
I see what you're saying, Chris, from what what you saw, but I think Aaron Rodgers just wanted some pictures taken of him because the media was right there. And he did say that he's the one who made that happen last night.
That Aaron Rodgers made it happen?
He had to play better or else they're going to lose.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, listen to you.
All right. Well, good for Aaron Rodgers.
Garrett Wilson,
they won a game.
Provided me 25.5 points last night. I'm all good.
Yeah. Him and
that's all? He got 30 in our league.
Him and Adams hooked it up.
What a catch he made, Wilson
catch. Can we change the rule? Can we just change the rule? Two right feet should equal.
Well, he had two right feet, right?
And they called it? They called it a touchdown?
No, his shin hit the ground before his knee went out of
bounds. Thank goodness for his shin. If it wasn't for that, it wouldn't have counted.
Got it. No. Because he also did the right touch.
Yes, he did.
Did you see
that should be a touchdown.
George Pickens Instagrammed out a message to everyone, and it was like on his story, but it's super small, and he said, "Oh, and that's a catch, LMFAO." You know, NFL.
He doesn't seem to know the rules very well.
No, but he said the NFL was like they choose who to give a touchdown
again.
To.
He doesn't. Again,
yes, they do, George.
Again,
they've all come out
again,
against
George
you.
Doesn't seem to know the rules. I mean, which the shin has been pretty wide known as.
I got to be honest with you. I guarantee you, George doesn't
know
the rules.
Know the rules.
George doesn't really know much of anything.
He didn't know the eye black rule. I mean,
George Pickens is a hell of a receiver, but that's about all he is.
He said, "But that's a catch." LMFAO. NFL be having vendettas towards certain players. Never forget I said this. P.S.
Oh man, right. They go out to get. Him, huh?
Yeah, come on now.
I agree with him. As a fantasy owner of George Pickens, I think they are out to get him. All he had two touchdowns called back
there. It's coming from you, Scrape. So, I mean, I don't know. We got to take that with a grain of
salt. I'm having a Scrapey moment right now since I got upset and threw my pen across the room. I now can't find it.
And I need to write something.
So, I know how you feel. I know how you feel. All right, this show's underway. Where it's going to go is anybody's guess. We do have Sammy Levitt coming on to promote his new baseball show, and we'll get some of his insight on what he thinks is coming up for the Padres this offseason. Of course, Daily Gambit is today, Chris vs. the Fans, Big Five, and it's Friday, so we have a countdown. In and amongst all that, we'll see what else happens. Gwen and Chris, happy to be with you. Happy Friday, kicking off the weekend on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scraby. Happy Friday. And a new month, November 1st, rolls around. Two more days until the clocks go backwards on November 3rd.
Four more days until you got to get out and vote. All you don't have to, but I would highly recommend.
All that.
Yeah, do that.
Baseball. Yeah. Baseball is where I was going to go.
All right.
Mr. Bowden, Jim Bowden. Has a predictions that he likes to kind of throw out there.
They're as good as ours and Scrabies and everybody's normally.
That's pretty accurate. He's given us 25 of them.
25 predictions for the offseason, I'm assuming?
Yes. Right. Signings, trades, and more.
Got it.
The Padres make it at 11. The Padres' prediction goes a little something like this. The Padres re-sign both left fielder Jerickson Profar and shortstop Ha-Sung Kim as they opt to run it back with largely the same team in 2025.
Yeah. I got to give that a don't
this
you?
This is a national guy taking a peek at a team that he doesn't quite know the ins and outs on a little bit.
And what's the official, what's the official thing with Ha-Sung? He has an opt-out right?
He has a mutual option.
Mutual option, which means
both sides have to agree to the term.
And his terms for next year are not enough for him,
I would think not.
And at the same time, I don't know that the Padres would take the option, right? They would take him at this price.
Oh, yeah. They would definitely, because they're only going to have to pay him $7 million, which is...
If he agrees.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, well,
One side, whether it be the Padres or Ha-Sung, doesn't agree.
Well, then we know this is not happening, right? He's going to be a complete, total free agent, and somebody loves this guy.
Correct.
We don't know who, but somebody.
Correct.
Is going to love this guy.
So, that might be the wrong side. I can see them bringing back Jerickson.
Hopefully somebody who's never seen Ha-Sung run the bases is going to love this guy. Because he's going to drive some team crazy next year, I'm telling you that.
You know what he's going to do, Chris, just for you? He's going to be the most amazing base runner of all time.
He's going to turn into Ricky Henderson or something.
He's just going to steal 100 bags a year.
Yeah. Well, he steals base. He's fast.
Yeah.
There's no arguing that. Yeah. Right? It's just his judgment is sometimes up for question. I think they will re-sign Jerickson, too. But, it's going to be interesting. I mean, he could get an offer elsewhere for a decent amount of bag, as Tony likes to say. I mean, the guy was almost an MVP for the first 4 months of the season, right? Four and a half, even?
Yeah.
It did fade a little for him there. But, for a while, Jerickson showed every bit of talent that they projected for him when he was the top-rated young player in baseball 12 years ago.
Another one that would – prediction that might perk everybody's interest.
Mm-hmm.
Luis Hill – and Paul Skenes win Rookie of the Year honors.
Yeah,
and
buddy.
And I once again complain about there not being dedicated awards for the best rookie pitcher and best rookie position player.
He says this. Oh.
As two of Colton Cowser, Austin Wells, Jackson Merrill, Jackson Cherio should have been recognized for their strong seasons.
That's a soft, wimpy way out of that. If I'm Jim Bowden, he's basically giving everybody the award. Make a decision. Tell it like it should be. Jackson Merrill's the best rookie in the National League. Churio had a great second half, but did not do it for the whole year. Skenes, we've discussed many times.
I think what he's really saying is that he kind of agrees with you, but he's saying there should be a Rookie of the Year pitcher and a Rookie of the Year position player.
But he's giving the award to two pitchers.
I don't know that he's giving the award. He thinks that it's going to be given to
those
pitchers.
It's going to go that way.
Yeah. I'm not sure that Jim has a vote on this one.
I know that yesterday one of those baseball shows on MLB Network split the vote. One said Jackson Merrill, one said Paul Skenes.
Has there ever been a co-Rookie of the Year?
Yes, there has. In fact, a Padre was involved in that. I believe... I hate saying this because Scraby always has to make fun of me when I come up with an old statistic, but
if I could turn
it fits the moment.
Time.
It fits what Tony just asked.
Oh, back in 1992.
Nope, 1976.
Okay.
The co-National League Rookies of the Year were Pat Zachary, a right-handed pitcher, and Butch Metzger, a right-handed reliever for the Padres, shared the award. That did happen.
I think
so. Maybe that's a great way to settle this thing. Just call it even.
But there's more weight carried on having Rookie of the Year in your organization. You get I believe a first round pick in the draft. If you have Rookie of the Year,
how would they do that? Would they both get first round picks?
Yeah, who would it? Would they Rochambeau for it? I mean,
yeah, I think that's how baseball would do it.
By the way, big name back on the market, guys, and a lot of people want him to return to San Diego.
Blake Snell.
Blake Snell has opted out of his contract with the Giants and is now a free agent once again.
I'll let Tony go first. You want him, right, Tony?
Yeah, I'll take him. If we got the money for him, yeah.
That's the thing.
Remember, you're not going to have Joe Musgrove for a whole season.
That is true. That is very true.
Is it possible the Padres, with all of the increased contracts that they already have, and we went over this the other day, Scrib, when you were gone.
Golfing.
When you were golfing.
We never even talked about that.
We did not.
No.
But, you know, there's a lot of Padres, like $30+ million in raises due the players that they already have. So that has to be factored in my mind to next year's
That's not even enough for
situation.
1 year of Blake Snell. Like,
right. He just opted out of that.
Of $38 million.
Yeah.
I think we don't know. I think that's really the bottom line. We don't know. Unlike last year, where it was leaked out relatively early that the Padres were going to be kind of that leaked out before the season even ended.
That's true. We don't know. Maybe the Padres are just going to go right back to where they were 2 years ago. They could.
You know, there was a bit about
think, you know, positively about that.
That luxury threshold and having to get underneath it. They did that. So yeah. It reset. So we don't know exactly how the Padres are going to proceed from here, but I think you can feel pretty good about having the GM that you have. Or the head of baseball operations that you have, that he's gonna look.
Well, here's the thing with Blake Snell. I'll ask you this, Tony: can you be sure if you sign him that he comes back here and he's happy again as he was 2 years ago, and we get the full Blake Snell as opposed to what the Giants got last year? Because the Giants really didn't get a full effort, whether it be injury, whether it be the Boros thing, whatever it was, he didn't give them a full shake, I didn't think.
I don't know what the Boros thing is, but I'll say this. I think you can never really know when you sign anybody what it's going to actually look like. You just don't know. But I will say this. In my experience getting to know Blake, a more experienced Blake is a better Blake. And I think going through, you know, because the thing about Blake that I enjoy about him is he's very honest with himself, but he also is very confident in himself. And so for him, a lot of times it takes him bumping his head, doing something before he realizes that, all right, that ain't it. I can't go that route. And so whether it be his first couple of years here as he kind of got comfortable, whether it was him thinking, oh, I'll be able to miss spring training and cop in and be fine. I think that's all going to be to his benefit. It's going to make him a better pitcher. Because what I am starting to see from him is he knows exactly what he needs to pitch the way he pitched down the stretch. And, you know, I think there was some communication issues between him and the Giants early on. They wanted him out there. He wasn't quite ready. He went out there anyway, and it didn't go well. And so I think once he kind of took control of, you know, how he was going to be used at that point until he was ready, that's when you saw the best of him. So to answer your question, I think, yes, he can be a dude that you get.
Does he automatically, because he's a two-time Cy Young Award winner, does he automatically get more money than he made last year?
No.
Or does he maybe have to settle for a tad less? Since his final numbers this year were, you know, not anywhere near as good. He was, 5-3 this year, 3.12 ERA, which for him is rather pedestrian.
I think, what was your question?
does he automatically get more money?
I think that was proven last offseason. I mean, he came fresh out of winning the second Cy Young.
Right.
And didn't get the
struggled
offer,
to get it,
what he was looking for. So, no, I don't think it necessarily shows anything. But I do think he showed some grit despite how his year started. He finished like gangbusters. And now that's like 3 years in a row where the second half of his season have looked dominant. I think
his final 14 starts last year, he gave up runs in only seven of those games, and he gave up more than two only once.
Yeah.
He was basically the guy that's unhittable again.
But he's being paid for the full season.
Well,
that's his question.
I know.
And that's what he's asking. Can you depend on it? I don't know that you can have that answer before it actually happens, but I would say based on the way he has finished over the last three seasons, I think he's more capable. And if you were the Padres and you bring him back, and I'm not saying they will, his comfort level, the one thing I definitely know about Blake is he likes to be in his comfort zone. And given the fact that he knows this staff and Ruben in particular, I think it would fit perfectly. But we're doing a lot of forecasting.
Yes,
right now.
Forecasting is a great word. I would like to correct something that I said earlier, because I said that if you win the Rookie of the Year, you get a first round pick. You get an amateur draft pick after the first round, and if you have a second or third place finisher, you get an international pick, which isn't bad for AJ Preller. He does pretty well with those international picks. So if Jackson even comes in second, the Padres get out of something. Get something out of it.
Get out of something.
Well, he's going to get something second. Out of it. If he doesn't get second, then they're going to have to look into the balloting.
Somebody's cheating.
Yeah.
let's get to break. On the other side, Sam Levitt has a new show coming your way. It's all about Padre baseball, only in the offseason. We'll discuss on the other side. More Gwynn and Chris.
Hi, welcome back to the show. 240 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Gwynn and Chris. 97.3 The Fan. Working our way towards 6 o'clock tonight, then the Scraby Chronicles will take you from 6 until 7 p.m. Guys, Aztecs football's in action. Actually kicking off at 5 o'clock in Boise. We will keep tabs on that game for you, because if I tried to not hear the score before I went home, Scraby would tell me anyway. Because that's the kind of guy he is.
Again, we are a San Diego sports radio show, and the game just happens to coincide during our show, Chris.
You can wait, Scraby.
You could wait, and so could everybody else out there, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
You could.
See what I have to deal with, guys? He wants to withhold information because he refuses to watch things live.
No, we'll watch it live. Okay. I don't want to put you in a predicament.
Thank you, sir.
Exactly.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com. Get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro. Scraby, what do you think I have? iPhone what? About 8, 9?
12.
Really?
I think.
Actually close
he
to
definitely
the...
does not have a 12.
Okay, we'll no have to 12? Check in the break.
Oh, I was going to say 12
that's
seems...
That's his signal for you,
12
by the way.
Seems... Yeah, I know. We're getting to our interview. Sammy's there.
Sam is just sitting on hold listening to us just yuck, yuck, yuck.
I listen to him yuck, yuck all the time.
Yeah.
On the Padre pregame show. That's what he does better than anybody in the nation.
Scraby's skin was crawling, literally.
Hello, Sam Levitt. Welcome to the yuck, yucks today.
I would guess you have... an iPhone 11.
11. Thank you, Sam.
It seems about right. Seems just old enough, but Chris, you're pretty with it, my
I'm
man.
Say,
I mean,
well,
you've got
well,
the latest
did
technology.
Pretty, did anybody hear that? I'm know, pretty with
listen,
it, Sam says.
Listen, Sam, you don't got to lie to kick it, man.
Oh, man. Come on. Sammy's. I think Sammy's on to something here. I'm pretty accurate. So, how are you, Sam? What are you doing? What gives? Have you been able to enjoy a few days off since the untimely end of the season?
Yeah, everything's been good. Enjoying the nice weather today here in Pacific Beach, but certainly a quieter time of year. And I'm sure Tony would agree it's sort of weird with baseball season. It goes from being so intense and every day, and obviously with how intense the postseason is and how you know, just day to day, you're so locked in on the games and talking about it and thinking about it. And you really, become consumed by it, and then it ends really, really quickly, and everybody heads back to wherever they're going for the off season, and things quiet down pretty quickly. I did my best to enjoy the rest of the postseason and watching the World Series, but yeah, it's always a little weird. It goes from every day for so long, going back to the early days of Peoria, to ending very quickly, and I don't know that you're ever quite ready for it when it ends.
No, it happened pretty abruptly. There's no doubt about it. Sam, now you're going to be starting something new here shortly, new show covering some of the baseball offseason. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, really, it was the unbelievable success of the Scraby Show from 6 to 7 p.m. here on 97.3 The Fan.
Thank you, the Chronicles Sam. Did that, huh? That a boy, Sam. You're picking up on the idea of this show
that
real
inspired,
fast.
That inspired management to just say, we need to put something after the Scraby Show.
Yeah, they didn't want to have people left with a bad taste every day.
So
With that kind of lead-in, I mean, we need something after at least once a week. But
right.
Yes, in all seriousness, a good opportunity, for me to stay on the air a little bit and have a way to connect with our great listeners through the off season, take some calls, and obviously each and every week we have different headlines, whether it's Padres related or generally around baseball as we now dive into the off season. So a good opportunity to, you know, connect with the fans, take calls, you know, discuss some different things that I want to talk about off-season-wise, review what the Padres did in 2024, the different rumors, headlines that go on as the off-season goes along when we get to the winter meetings. Obviously, we'll do stuff there as well. So, yeah, it'll be a good opportunity, a couple of hours per week to kind of, exercise the talking muscles and the Padres muscles and talk about whatever's going on both in Padres land and beyond. So I'm looking forward to it and, you know, give my perspective on the different headlines and rumors and all the good stuff that goes into the hot stove season.
It starts Wednesday night after the Scraby Chronicles, Sam Levitt's Inside Baseball show during the off season from 7 to 9 Wednesdays. Sam Levitt, I wanted to ask you what you think. Just in general, you don't have to go into too much depth and detail right here because it's still early and we don't really know. Do you think there's any chance that the Padres might go back closer to where they were spending a couple of years ago now that they were, you know, they got under the luxury tax, they kind of reset everything. So do you think it's more likely that they kind of go back and splurge, or do you think it's more likely that they kind of have found their comfort zone and they stay where they are?
Yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting part of this offseason. You know, are they going to get back to the levels they were in 2023? I find that pretty hard to believe, but I'd hope that the payroll number is going to go up. And look, when A.J. Preller was asked about it during the end-of-season press conference, he certainly didn't, you know, shut down the idea of going back over the luxury tax. I think it's possible. I think with that said, you look at the contracts that are already in place and where the number already is, and even if that number goes up, I still think that, you know, AJ is going to have to do a job that is at least somewhat similar to what he did this past year in being really, really effective in hitting on a lot of different moves, right? In you know, putting together pieces that makes sense, that produce. I mean, there were so many examples of it in 24, whether it was Profar, whether it was Solano or Peralta, or even hitting on trades like King and Arise and all the different elements that went into the success of the 2023 team. So, you know, look, is it going to get back to the level it was at in 23? I would find that hard to believe. But, you know, based on the success of 24, based on the crowd, based on all of that, I mean, I certainly wouldn't be surprised if it goes back up. I certainly would hope that, you know, to what level that is and what that means as far as the Padres and free agency, I think is the key question, right? I mean, you know, can you? I know you guys were just talking about Blake Snell before the break. I mean, that's somebody who, you know, unless he's going to sign another small deal, is probably going to get a much bigger deal and, you know, get somewhere in the 20s to $30 million per year. So, you know, I think that becomes the question: is that the kind of thing the Padres are still going to be open to putting on their books? And I think that's a fair question, and obviously we'll find out as this offseason rolls along. But, you know, even if you were to sign one of those deals this offseason and the payroll number was going to go significantly up, I still think they're in a spot where AJ is going to have to do a similar job to somewhat on a budget, make sure that he hits on a lot of different moves. And I think the good news is that they're in a good starting spot. You know, I think this roster is in a really good spot right here, right now. And I agree. The two questions are, how much do they spend, and who are those names that fill out the rest, and how successful can AJ be in that department once again?
Sam Levitt joins us here. Great pre- and post-game voice here on 97.3, The Fan. And Sam, as we start to kind of do our predictions and forecast, and you look at this roster, we know the guys who are going to be free agents, guys who are likely going to be free agents. Where do you think the biggest need is for this ball club?
Yeah, I think there are probably three, right? I think number one is a catcher and a left fielder. I mean, again, could that be Jurickson Profar and Kyle Higashioka again? Sure. Would I be open to that? Absolutely. Right. I mean, I think the Profar situation is really interesting, because if there is a team out there willing to give him a multi-year contract for significant money, you know, the Padres are going to have to answer that and decide if they value Jurickson to that degree. So, look, I think obviously left field, that becomes an immediate need, considering there's a free agent spot there. If it's not Profar, who's it going to be? As far as catcher, if it's not going to be Higashioka, who's it going to be? You know, I'm not totally convinced that Luis Campusano is going to be that guy. Not that he wouldn't be one of the catchers on the roster, but I don't anticipate they would look at Campusano as, you know, the bona fide starting catcher if it's not Higgy. So that becomes question number two. And I think, you know, in a lineup, those are two key questions, a left fielder and a catcher. And again, free agency is going to tell us a lot. And then starting pitching, right, behind King and behind Cease, you know, how the rest of that, and Darvish, obviously, how the rest of that rotation fills out with no Joe Musgrove. You know, is this going to be a situation where, you know, they say to guys like Randy Vasquez and Matt Waldron, you're going to be the 4 and 5. I find that kind of hard to believe. I would imagine they're going to be very active on the starting pitching market to get, you know, a guy or two or three that could be, you know, a 4, 5 and fill out this rotation and maybe get even, more of another 1 or 2 type guy when you talk about somebody like the guy you guys were talking about before the break in Blake Snell. So I view those three spots as I think the real keys: left field, catcher, the rest of the rotation. Quite frankly, I think the bullpen's in a great spot. Like, I certainly they could go out a big bullpen arm, but I think they're in a spot where they could afford to kind of roll with the guys they got, maybe sign some higher upside arms and feel pretty confident about where the pen's going to be at, even without Tanner Scott. So again, those are the three that I kind of look at right now. And again, it depends on what's going to happen with the guys that filled those spots in 23 with Higgy and Profar. I think that's the first question for left field and catcher. And then obviously I think starting pitching is certainly in need as well.
Sammy Levitt, that's the kind of insight you're going to get on the Inside Baseball Show every Wednesday from 7 to 9 with Sam. Sam, just one last step back. I know the World Series is over and we should put it in our rearview mirror. But again, the Padres were so close to beating the Dodgers, and then the Dodgers, you know, to a certain extent, kind of toyed with the Mets and the Yankees. Does that make this one of the more difficult off seasons for the Padres, just because they knew they were so close to maybe beating LA and having a shot, you know, to go all the way?
Yeah. I think it's an interesting, I think the way you'll view 24 is going to be interesting on so many different levels. It was a great year for this team, winning 93 games, the special group they were throughout the regular season, especially in the second half, but there's no way around it. It ended poorly, and it ended, I think, in a way with the way they played, in a shocking way. And look, they gave the Dodgers throughout the postseason, they gave the Dodgers as good of a shot as anybody. I mean, they had the Dodgers on the ropes. being up 2-1, and nobody else got the Dodgers on the ropes. I don't think the Mets had them on the ropes, and the Yankees certainly didn't have them on the ropes. You know, maybe when they're up 5-0 in Game 5 was the most in that World Series where you started to think, like, uh-oh, you know, this could get really interesting if this does head back to L.A., but obviously the Yankees just did inexplicable things in that fifth inning and blew Game 5. Maybe that was harsh. I don't think it was harsh.
Inexplicable. That was a lot of boys. No, you know what, guys? Sam is from New York, so he's built on that way of thinking.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Trust me, I have no problem bashing the Yankees, so that's fine.
There you go.
But yeah, you know, look, I think on one hand, it's very easy to live in a world where if the Padres win Game 4 or Game 5, yes, you could argue they were the best team left. And could they have beat the Mets? Yes. Could they have beat the Yankees? Yes. It is very easy to see that happening because I think they were, quite frankly, better than those two teams. They played better baseball and they had better rosters. But the Dodgers were really good, okay? Even with all the injuries they had and the shakiness of their starting pitching, I didn't think this Dodgers team was going to go win a World Series when this postseason began. I didn't think they had the pitching to do it. To their credit, they proved to be a really great team. And in a 5-game series, they ended up, you know, taking 4-5. And in their own right, they earned it. So, you know, look, I don't know how much you can hang your head on losing that series. You know, just when you talk about losing it, I know the way it happened is how you're going to think about it. And it stings because of the way it happened. But, yeah, it's a bit of a mix of both. The Dodgers earned it. They were a great team. They were clearly the best team left, but I think there's a version of it where you look at, hey, the Padres may have been sort of the second best team on paper in the playoffs, and also that if they'd found a way to win that NLDS, that you feel really, really good about what the rest of the path would have looked like. But unfortunately, it didn't work out that way, and sports and baseball doesn't always work out that way, and hopefully there's a lesson, some lesson to be learned with this group, where when they're in that spot again, hopefully in 2025, it goes differently. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a mixed feeling for a while. The Dodgers earned it, but, yeah, the Padres, it feels like had a missed opportunity. I don't think there's any way around that.
All right, Sammy. Well, enjoy your opportunity. You know, I know you appreciate Scraby more than anybody for giving you this opportunity after his shows on Wednesday. But, Sam, we'll see you next week, and have fun with the Inside Baseball Show. And thanks for everything you do here, man. You're awesome. And, you've got a huge following out there. People love you, and we do too on this show. So you're welcome anytime, sir.
Thank you, Sam.
All right, guys, I appreciate it. I'll talk to you on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Thanks.
There you go. Sam Levitt, Inside Baseball, Wednesday 7 to 9.
Right after the Chronicles.
Right after the Chronicles. I think that is the answer
that
to
is,
it.
Man.
They just couldn't leave that bad taste in everybody's mouth.
See, he keeps
every
saying
night.
That. He keeps saying that. He keeps saying that.
Can I bring Sammy in?
Oh,
you know, I'm more nervous about leading into Sam's show. I don't want to ruin anything for him.
You
so.
Won't. The Chronicles are... They stand on their own. Come on.
They do.
Okay, can we go to break?
Hour number two.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.